All right, John chapter 1. There's an account of Charles Spurgeon that I've always loved. There was, in his day, no microphones, no amplification. It was just voice. And there were usually, he would preach to thousands of people. And he was scheduled to preach in one of the grand halls. I think it was called the Agricultural Hall or something like that. And he was scheduled to preach that night, and he was there that day, and he decided to test out the acoustics of the room. So he stood up to the pulpit and he shouted, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And at that moment, there was a man working high up in the rafters. And that man said, when he heard that ring through the hall, he said, the Spirit of God pierced his soul. And he came and heard Brother Spurgeon, and he confessed Christ. God saved him. This is an amazing verse. John 1, verse 29 says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him." And at this moment, John is talking to other people, other men. And what he says to them is, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." How can you possibly describe someone as glorious as our God? John sees him coming, and he's going to describe him to these who he's talking to. How can you describe somebody as glorious as our God? In verse 1 of this chapter, he describes himself through John to be the Word. That's what he calls himself, the Word. In John 14, he said, "I am the way." I'm the way. He said, "I am the truth." He said, "I am the life." In John 10, he said, "I am the door." In John 6, he said, "I am the bread." In John 15, he said, "I am the vine." Back in John 10, he said, "I am the good shepherd." The Lord is our shepherd, and we're the sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. He's the shepherd. We're the sheep. And all we like sheep have gone astray. Not only does He keep us and lead us and feed us and protect us and provide for us and teach us, but it says in Hebrews 7:26, He became us. Behold the Lamb. He became us. The glory and majesty of God is that the Lion of the tribe of Judah became a lamb. The hunter willingly became the hunted, the prey. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? If you think about the whole purpose of God, isn't that amazing? That He chose to do it this way. Sheep, by nature, are innocent. They're not vicious. We were driving around and went to Exchange Place. We drove by Exchange Place, and they have some sheep over there. And those sheep were filthy. I mean, just filthy. Their fur just had mud and all kinds of stuff just hanging off of it. Just brown. They were brown. But their face, right here, I saw that and I thought, that is the most precious looking thing I've ever seen. Just so innocent. They're not vicious. They're not killers. They're not hunters. They don't have a prey that they're after. That's not a sheep. Behold the Lamb. Isaiah 53 says, He shall grow up as a tender plant. Tender. Song of Solomon, verse 5 says, His eyes are as the eyes of doves. I can't wait to look into His eyes. I can't wait. He said in Matthew 11, I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart. This is a precious man. Behold the Lamb. Sheep clothe us. They cover us. They warm us. They become naked. They become shorn. And I've heard when that happens, they become humiliated. So we can have their covering. And when it's beautiful, we wear it proudly, don't we? We love that covering. Behold the Lamb. It's His coat of righteousness that covers our sin. It's His robe of righteousness that every saint in glory wears. They talk about white robes, glistening robes. That's the righteousness of Christ. Acts 8 says, Like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? Who is sufficient to declare this man? For his life is taken from us. Behold the Lamb. Sheep feed us. Sheep clothe us and they feed us. They give their lives in death to sustain our life. In the Old Testament, when they sacrificed those sheep, they ate the meat. They ate that meat. It didn't go to waste. Their lives were not given in vain. They feed us. Behold the Lamb. He said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Verse 29 says, The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now our Lord said, Search the Scriptures, they are they which testify of me. They all speak of me, all of them. I want us to see how perfectly all the Scriptures fit together testifying of Him. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Turn with me to Genesis 4. In Genesis 3, the Lord God is angry with Adam and Eve. They ate the fruit. They sinned against God. They broke His law, just like every person since Adam and Eve has done. Just like you and me. And in Genesis 3, verse 21, the Lord illustrated to them, Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. It says in Genesis 3:21, Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. That simple, cute, precious, innocent lamb the Lord God killed it, skinned it, and made coats for Adam and Eve. They had never seen anything like that before. They'd never seen death before. That's the first time they ever saw it. So chapter 3, verse 24, it says, He drove out the man, and He placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. What He's saying to Adam and Eve is, I am holy. I'm holy. And you've been banished from My presence. You can't be in My presence. But there is a way that you can approach Me. All right, here it is. Chapter 4, verse 4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. He brought of his flock. What He brought was a lamb. Now I'm going to, over the next few places that we turn, give us a couple of big words. This one is, the lamb typified a type. Okay? A picture. The Lord gave them a type. A picture. Of the way that you can approach Me, you're going to have to bring a lamb. The lamb typified. There is a way, one way, to approach God. One way. The good news is, there is a way. But there's only one way. And it's through the offering of a lamb. Now you know Abel had no idea what that meant. He had no idea truly what that meant. He knew that's what God required, so he obeyed. God said, bring a lamb, so he brought a lamb. Cain didn't bring a lamb. In the beginning, as soon as man sinned, God gave a picture. He gave a type of what would redeem man back to his original state. Man was good. Very good. Man lost that. And the Lord gave a picture of what would redeem man back to his original state. The lamb typified. All right, now turn to Genesis 22. Genesis chapter 22, and look at verse 7. Genesis 22, 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? I know we need a lamb, but we don't have one. We don't have one. Verse 8 says, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. That is the lamb prophesied. Prophesied. Man has sinned against God, and because of that, we need a lamb. That's what God said. We need a lamb. And now we know where that lamb will come from. The lamb typified and the lamb prophesied. All right, now turn with me to Exodus 12. Exodus 12, look at verse 3. The Lord said, Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. That's the lamb applied. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the lamb slain and the blood applied. That's the reason for this lamb. We need His blood applied to cover this sin. There's only one thing that'll cover this sin, give remission for sin, and it's blood. The lamb was typified by God. The lamb was prophesied by God. And the lamb was applied. Now turn with me to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, let's read the first 7 verses. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. That's the lamb personified. Personified. This lamb is actually a man. This lamb is actually a man. You need a lamb. God will provide him. Only in His blood will I pass over you. And this lamb is actually a man. Now back to our text, John 1. That's what the Lord told throughout the Old Testament. John 1, verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The Lamb has been identified. All through the Old Testament, all through the sacrifices, they kept talking about a Lamb. You need a Lamb. You've got to have a lamb. Isaiah writes, this lamb is a man. John says, there he is. Identified. This is that lamb. God sent him. He's the Lamb of God. He shed his blood, bearing the sin of his people. Look to him. There's the lamb. You need a lamb. God has provided a lamb. It's through his blood that you have forgiveness of sin. And there he is. There he is. He was typified, prophesied, applied, personified, identified, and go to Revelation 5. We'll see him magnified and glorified. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation 5 verse 1 says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. We're going to get to see this Lamb. We're going to get to see this Lamb. From the very beginning, the Lord God said, you need a lamb. And then he said, God will provide this lamb. And then he said, this lamb is going to shed his blood and cover your sins. And then he said, this lamb is actually a man. And then he said, this is who he is. And then he said, he's going to reign forever. Isn't that wonderful? The Lamb glorified and magnified. Behold the Lamb of God. Now, what did our Lamb accomplish in His death? Go back to our text, John 1, 29. John 1, 29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Some people will say, well, there it is, which taketh away the sin of the world. When Christ died, He died for the sin of the whole world. Well, let's ask this question. Is the word whole in John 1:29? Does it say, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the whole world? No. Is the word entire in John 1:29? Is the phrase all of thee in John 1:29? No. He said, I pray not for the world, I pray for them which thou hast given me. We just read in Revelation 5, out of every nation, tribe, kindred, and tongue. Turn over to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, look at verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What is it to walk after the flesh? It's to walk after the law. The law is written to this flesh. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, and my margin right there says, by a sacrifice for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him. Don't just see Him. Look to Him. John said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life. We've seen Him. We've looked upon Him. Behold the Lamb of God. Look to Him. We sang that song. We opened by singing 2:16. And I love the words of this. It says, if you from sin are longing to be free, there's the Lamb. He to redeem you died on Calvary. There's the Lamb. When Satan tempts and doubts and fears assail, behold the Lamb. You in His strength shall over all prevail. Look to the Lamb. Are you weary? Does the way seem long? Look to the Lamb. His love will cheer and fill your heart with song. Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all. Look to that Lamb. That's what John said. Behold the Lamb. Look to the Lamb. For He alone is able to save you. Look to that Lamb. Peter said, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of the Lamb. Thanks be to God for this Lamb. Let me just read this to you in closing. Revelation 1 says, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. One of these days, if God has mercy on our soul and He allows us to enter into His presence, we're going to enter into that like we can't imagine. We're flesh and we're weak and we can't enter into it right now. We just can't. It's there, but we just can't. But one of these days, He's going to allow us to enter into that. And we're going to be crying thank you at the top of our lungs for taking away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb. Stand together with me. I'll just dismiss in prayer, okay? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for sending us this Lamb. Dear Lord, I pray if it be Thy will that You would cause us to look to Him, cause us to behold Him. We pray, Lord, that His blood was shed for us. Thank You so much for all things. We pray if it be Thy will that You would save us and teach us. And Lord, we pray for our children. Save our children. We pray for our families, Lord. We pray for those who don't know You. Would You have mercy on them? And would You open up their eyes to behold the Lamb? Lord, would You reveal the good news to them? Would You speak that to their hearts? Please have mercy on us, Lord. Please have mercy on this community. Would You save sinners in this community? We pray that You would lead us and help us in all things that You would have us to do. And have mercy on us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. You're dismissed.